This is KKRN, Bella Vista, in Round Mountain, at 88.5 on your FM dial. Stay tuned for Western Music Time with O.J. Sykes.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Only but free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to Western Music Time. I'm O.J. Sykes, and I'd like to invite you to sit back, relax, unbuckle your spurs, and join me in a good cup of cowboy coffee and some of the best Western music ever recorded from the days of the Silver Screen Cowboys.
I have heard the thunder rolling out across the mountains high, where the wind is singing through the clouds, drifting through the sky. It's a song,
it's a song
of the trail,
of the trail.
It's a song of the trail.
Thunder flashing, lightning flashing on a mountain trail.
I have seen those yawning canyons, and I've climbed the highest peak. I felt the wind, the sun, and rain upon a carefree cheek. It's a song,
it's a song
of the trail,
of the trail.
It's a song of the trail.
Johnny Canyon's good companions on a mountain trail. I have seen the burst of glory, and I felt the mighty hand, the one who made all this out here and made me what I am.
I have heard the timber singing and the mighty rivers roar, and the hymn of hymns to mountain men I'll hear it evermore. It's a song,
it's a song
of the trail,
of the trail.
It's a song of the trail.
Timber singing, voices ringing on a mountain trail. I have seen the burst of glory, and I've felt the mighty hand, the one who made all this out here and made me what I am.
I have heard the timber singing and the mighty rivers roar, and the hymn of hymns to mountain men, I'll hear it evermore. It's a song,
it's a song
of the trail,
of the trail.
It's a song of the trail.
Timber singing, voices ringing on a mountain trail.
The song of the trail.
Timber singing, voices ringing.
The Sons of the Pioneers with Song of the Trail. Did you hear the bass singer in the last lines of that song by the Sons of the Pioneers? His name was Thurl Ravenscroft, and in this instance, he was filling in for Hugh Farr, who had left the Pioneers shortly before they recorded their Cool Water album, midway through June of 1959. He had worked with the Sons of the Pioneers when they were making some recordings for Walt Disney a little earlier, and they got to be friends. So when Hugh Farr left and the Pioneers needed a bass singer in the studio, they called on Thurl Ravenscroft. If his voice sounds familiar, you may remember him as the voice of Tony the Tiger on television commercials years ago. The main theme of today's show is the wonderful national and state parks we have in the United States. Some years ago, Thurl Ravenscroft was asked to narrate an album about the parks we have, so we'll let him guide us now as we visit some of those great parks. After he says a few words, we'll hear a few notes of Ray Whitley's theme song, El Capitan, a tribute to the great rock formation that welcomes visitors to Yosemite National Park. And from there, we'll ride with Doc Denning and the Rainsmen down to Arizona. First, visiting the Lost Dutchman's State Park, and then we'll join Ken Curtis at the Grand Canyon. Right now, here's Thurl Ravenscroft to welcome us to the National and State Parks.
Remember the dogwood in its white bloom at dawn? A giant saguaro silhouetted against the desert sunset. The alpine glow over the glaciers. High noon on a mountain meadow. The smell of tamarack and cedar or mesquite and greasewood with sand dunes in the distance. The surf thundering into a rock-bound shore, casting rainbows in its cold, gray-green fury. A brown and sluggish river between steep canyon walls. The indigo blue of Crater Lake. The giant Douglas fir. Rhododendrons, Indian basket grass, avalanche lilies, paintbrush. Soft, snowy slopes mile on end. Moonlight through northern pine, or the mighty sequoia, which dwarfs even man's imagination. Or perhaps these will better acquaint you. Big Bend, Grand Teton, Lassen, Acadia, Olympic, Shenandoah, Yosemite, Carlsbad Caverns, Hot Springs, Mesa Verde, Everglades, Yellowstone, Mount Rainier, or the Grand Canyon. They're yours, you know. You own them. Remember last year, the year before, and maybe the year before that. But remember, you were there. And if you haven't been, you should go. Enjoy what is yours. Protect and keep this great heritage. Your grandparents enjoyed some of them, and your grandchildren will enjoy more of them. For these are the national parks, yours and mine.
We hail from the land of the El-Capitan and bring you this yodeling song. Oh,
Dutchman was a gambler, and the party was his fun. But he kept his precious secret, never trusting anyone. And in death he still is laughing, for the grave his secret holds. And the mighty superstition hides the Dutchman's yellow gold.
Yellow gold, yellow.
In the Arizona desert stands a giant, aloof and cold. The mighty superstition mountain with its mystery and its gold. A miner out prospecting found his fortune and his fame when he found the gold of superstition, and just plain Dutchman was his name.
Oh, the Dutchman was a gambler, and the party was his fun. But he kept his precious secret, never trusting anyone. And in death he still is laughing, for the grave his secret holds. And the mighty superstition hides the Dutchman's yellow gold.
Yellow.
Mighty superstition mountain standing high and all alone. Once you told your precious secret, but then you destroyed the ones who've known. Apache Indians know the story, and in legend there is told many tales of the beginning when you gave your yellow gold.
Yellow gold, yellow.
Like to dream and wonder if someday you'll give again the bounty of those riches to some lonely, struggling man, and that you, in you and all your splendor, could choose me to be the one to find your precious treasure shining yellow in the sun.
Oh, the Dutchman was a gambler, and the party was his fun. But he kept his precious secret, never trusting anyone. And in death he still is laughing,
for the grave his secret halls, and the mighty superstition hides the Dutchman's yellow gold.
Yellow gold, yellow gold, yellow gold,
the Dutchman's yellow gold.
Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon.
Shadows yawn, a Navajo calls, soft echoes return from bright painted canyon walls,
Grand Canyon's
whispering. Heads bowed in prayer, such splendor I see. In reverie they frame it there.
Grand Canyon,
who made the blend, each mighty rend in the earth turn to the sky. Then there's a hush, an atheist blush, a tear in a humble eye.
Though life should end and eyes no longer see, these shadowed halls and painted walls,
these are eternity.
Grand Canyon,
Grand Canyon,
Grand Canyon.
Ken Curtis singing about the Grand Canyon. And from the Grand Canyon, let's go up to Colorado and the Rocky Mountains with John Denver.
He was born in the summer of his 27th year, coming home to a place he'd never been. He left yesterday behind him. You might say he was born again. You might say he found the key for every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away. On the road, hanging by a song. But the string's already broken, and he doesn't care. It keeps changing fast, and it don't last for long. If the Colorado Rocky Mountain high, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. The shadow from the starlight is softer than a lullaby. Rocky Mountain. Silver clouds below, he saw everything as far as you can see. And they say that he got crazy once, and he tried to touch the sun, and he lost a friend but kept a memory. Now he walks in quiet solitude, the forests and the streams, seeking grace in every step he takes. inside has turned inside himself to try and understand the serenity of a clear blue mountain lake. Rocky Mountain High,
high Colorado.
Rocky Mountain High,
high Colorado.
Now his life is full of wonder, but his heart still knows some fear of a simple thing he cannot comprehend. While they try to tear the mountains down to bring in a couple more, more people, more scars upon the land. In the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. I know he'd be a poor man if he never saw an eagle fly. Rocky Mountain High.
Now that you've heard the Rangers coming back down the trail as you were rising high above your worldly cares and workaday chores, jobs, keeping house, or going to school, let's look at Old Faithful again. Fishing Bridge, with the scent of northern pine making us feel lightheaded. Let's sort of ease along the Yellowstone.
Meet Fishing Bridge, a stately painted yellow ridge. Old Faithful keeps on trying to kiss the sky. The thunder of the waterfall, the quiet wonder of it all, and through the pines the starlight. Along the Yellowstone, it's almost like going back home. The days are so lazy, it all seems so crazy, but wonderfully so. Yellowstone.
Ah, yes, Yellowstone, what great memories that song brings back. And over in California, we stop to admire the wonderful Redwood Forest.
Here in the hush of the redwood trees, here where the ages pass, here in the at last, see how they raise their lofty heads, and see how they've learned to pray. Have stood where I'm standing now and talked with the redwood tree like he talks with me.
Lloyd Perryman and the Sons of the Pioneers from the Redwood Forests in California. And now we head down to Death Valley in the desert.
Snow does fall in this desert country, but you'd hardly know it. It's burned and barren, but in it are the greatest Indian ruins known to mankind. Aztec, New Mexico, Canyon de Chelly, Arizona, Casa Grande, Montezuma Castle, Tuzigut. And in this wild, forbidding desert, you'll find Mesa Verde, Big Bend, Organ Pipe, Sunset Crater, Tumacacori, Hovenweep, Joshua Tree, and Death Valley. These are burned, barren, and seemingly forsaken, but still, all of these are your national monuments. And that is precisely why our government, which is you, set them aside so that you might have, keep, and enjoy them. For this is the desert.
Oh, barren lands, grotesque and plain, almost forgotten by the
your purple mountains, naked high, whose fingers comb a copper sky. What beauty do your valleys hide, or is it just that time has done? Nature that has won the spiny cactus, all weird things that crawl or walk or bite or sting.
Your singing winds sing not of love,
Desert inspired both Stan Jones and Bob Nolan. Nolan composed a Western classic about the desert. The title is Cool Water, but it's not so much about water as it is about the absence of water.
That's a mirage you see, and not what it seems to be. It's not water.
Water.
All day I've faced the barren waste without the taste of water.
Cool water.
Water.
Old Dan and I, with throats burned dry and souls that cry for water.
Water. Water,
clear
water,
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 water. Keep moving, man, don't you listen to him, man. He's a devil, not a man, and he spreads the burning sand with water.
Water,
water. And can you see that big water, green tree, where the water's running free, and it's water, waiting there for me and you.
Nights are cool and I'm a fool. Each star's a pool of water.
Cool water.
Water.
But with the dawn I'll wake and yawn and carry on to water.
Water.
Cool
water.
Clear
water.
Water.
Water,
keep water, open and don't you listen to him, man. He's a devil, not a man, and he spreads the burning sand with water.
Water,
and can you see that big water, green tree, where the water's running free, and it's water, waiting there for me and you.
Water,
the shadows sway and seem to say, tonight we'll pray for water.
Cool water.
Water.
And way up there he'll hear our prayer and show us where there's water.
Water.
Cool
water.
Clear
water.
Water.
Now, while Stan Jones was working as a park ranger in Death Valley, he was inspired to write a song about the little burros that were native to the park. And one evening, as he drove his pickup truck up to a hilltop to watch the spectacular sunset, he heard a noise behind him. As he turned slowly to see what was going on, he spotted the long ears of first one little burro, and then another, coming up the ravine behind him. So he wrote a song about it and called it Burro Lullaby.
One little burro on a hill with evening coming on. Two little burros on a hill, their shadows almost gone. Three little burros on a hill beneath a purple sky. Four little burros on a hill, and they sang this lullaby.
that shines on our very long ears. And the coyotes wail in the barren vale, and the jackrabbit sheds big tears. Then we won't worry or lose our sleep, for way beyond the starry deep, God is watching the whole night through. O'er four little burrows and even you.
One little burrow, two little burrows, three little burrows, four little burrows sleep.
Sure, there was the chipmunk that ate out of your hand. A deer standing by a rippling stream. Sunset on the ski slopes as you hurried back to the warm fires of the chalet. The weird cry of the loon and egret along the dank and somber waters of the swamp. The belching paint pots along the bottom of a crater. The spectacular iridescence of Old Faithful. The bear who gruffed around your tent at night. The soft yellow sides of a sand dune that beckoned you with ripples. The pungent, heady aroma of pine and fir. The mighty thunder of a waterfall. And trees so huge and old they made you bow your head in shameful insignificance. Yes, you were there. And if you haven't been, go. And you will know one of the great reasons why this is truly America the Beautiful. This is our heritage, loaned to us by Almighty God.
Well, I promised you a quick story about Thurl Ravenscroft. You might be interested to know that Thurl Ravenscroft was Roy Barcroft's nephew. Roy Barcroft was the bad guy in so many Roy Rogers movies and others as well. And Thurl used to tease his uncle about how a big guy like Roy Barcroft could be beaten up by a little squirt like Roy Rogers.
Thank you.
that concludes our salute to the national and state parks across the United States. And now here's a new release by R.W. Hampton titled Living Free.
I wake up in the morning, that's if I ever went to bed. Headed for the next town, can't believe that I'm not dead. I ate too much on goodbyes, so I left her a little note. She couldn't keep up with me anyhow, and besides, I'm too dang broke. Running from a memory, chasing down a dream, living off the moonlight, the wind and caffeine. I'm not here to stay too long, but I'll sing you a song. Don't be judging me, 'cause I'm just living, living free. All I need is these old wore-out boots and a guitar in my hand. Pretty girl to sing for at a stage where I can stand. I might be your worst nightmare, your friend or enemy. I'm here to capture you, and then I'll up and set you free. Running from a memory, chasing down a dream, living off the moonlight, the wind and caffeine. I'm not here to stay too long, but I'll sing you a song. Don't be judging me, 'cause I'm just living, living free. This way of life gets out of control. That's what happens, boys, when you've got music in your soul. Running from a memory, chasing down a dream, living off the moonlight, the wind and caffeine. I'm not here to stay too long, but I'll sing you a song. Don't be judging me, 'cause I'm just living, living free. No, don't be judging me, 'cause I'm just living, living free.
Thank you.
theme from Rawhide by Buddy Morrow and his orchestra. And that serves to introduce a brief set of Western music played by the big bands. Let's go back now to the 1930s and listen to Guy Lombardo featuring his brother Carmen on the vocal on a great song called Under a Texas Moon. Now, Sammy Kaye and his orchestra feature their vocalist, Billy Williams, with a song Billy composed called Where the Mountains Meet the Sky.
I'm heading for the blue horizon, where the mountains meet the sky. Gonna saddle up my faithful Pinto and bid the boys goodbye. I'll say so long to Mom and Dad and tell Sister not to cry, 'cause I'm heading for the blue horizon, where the mountains meet the sky. I'm gonna ride, 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 ride down that dusty trail to the land of sweet. sweet enchantment where hardships don't prevail. When my roundup days are over and I've said my last goodbye, I'll be up in the blue horizon where the mountains meet the sky. I'm gonna ride, 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 ride down that dusty trail to the land of sweet enchantment where hardships don't prevail. When my roundup days are over and I've said my last goodbye, I'll be up in the blue horizon where the mountains meet the sky.
Kay Kaiser and his orchestra are next, featuring Mike Douglas on the vocal, on a song that was also recorded by Roy Rogers. It's titled, I'm a Rollin'.
I'm a rollin', I'm a rollin', like the lazy driftin' tumbleweeds I'm rollin'. Get along, old trigger pal, got a date to see my gal, that's why I'm singin' as I'm rollin' along. I'm a headin', I'm a headin', for a gal who'll be my partner in a wedding. Just can't stop for anything, gotta buy that wedding ring, that's why I'm singing as I'm rolling along. I left my cares behind me, there ain't no clouds above, the sun is sure to find me as I'm roll, roll, roll into my love. I'm a rollin',
he's a rollin',
I'm a rollin',
he's a rollin',
like the lazy driftin' tumbleweeds I'm rollin'. Get along, old trigger pal, got a ride to see my gal, that's why I'm singin' as I'm rollin' along. Lazy driftin' tumbleweeds I'm rollin'. Get along, old trigger pal, got a ride to see my gal, that's why I'm singin' as I'm rollin' along.
He's a rollin',
I'm a rollin',
he's a rollin',
I'm a rollin',
rollin', rollin', rollin', and a headin' for love.
Did you catch the reference to Trigger? Tommy Dorsey and his vocalist Frank Sinatra close this set with The Call of the Canyon.
Just a melancholy echo, lingering when the day is through. It's the call of the canyon. Once again I'm dreaming of you. Every night I search the moonlight up and down the river shore. It's the call of the canyon. Maybe I will find you once more, standing there alone by the ashes of the fire we said would never die. Will I ever find an ember burning from the days gone by? Then I hear a lonely whisper as a little spark I see. It's the call of the canyon, bringing back your answer to me. ¶¶
the fire we said would never die. Will I ever find an ember burning from the days gone by? Then I hear a lonely whisper as a little spark I see. It's the call of the canyon, bringing back your answer to me.
Back around 1932, composer Billy Hill, who sometimes used the name George Brown when he wrote his music, he wrote a song for Jimmy Rogers called Prairie Lullaby. We have Trudy Fair's version for you to close today's show. This is O.J. Sykes saying thanks so much for listening, folks. We'll see you next week on Western Music Time. Now, here's Trudy Fair.
When shadows creep across the hill and purple streaks the sky, and cattle bunch up closer for the night, that's when you hear a whippoorwill start singing sweet and high. That's when when